This time last week, we were standing on the tiptoe of expectation. In just a few hours, the first ever Foothills Day Camp staff would arrive, and everything that we had been anticipating for over a year would move into motion. For several of us, there was high anxiety blended in the excitement and anticipation. What had been forgotten? What was it that we had totally overlooked? Now, the first ever Foothills Day Camp has happened. And as it was in the beginning with creation, it is so with Foothills. It was very good indeed. And 7 days later, many of us can very much relate to the opening words of today's gospel reading, the one in which Jesus says to his apostles, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." You may be thinking, "I wasn't there." But that's not true. You may not have been there stuffing batting into ties and turning them into serpents the day we talked about Adam and Eve, but your tie was there. You might not have been there on the porch of the dining hall to join in all 10 verses of "You Can't Ride in My Little Red Wagon," but your support made lunch possible. You may not know all the hand motions to "Dropkick Me, Jesus, Through the Goalpost of Life." Maybe you didn't jump off the diving board or grab a hold of a noodle in the pool, but you provided the bathing suits, the noodles, the goggles, and the pool time. Foothills Day Camp is a ministry of Grace Church and many other churches and organizations, and in one way or another, we were all there. When we began our conversation with Camp Lee about the possibility of using their facility at a substantially reduced rate, the board asked us to define for them what exactly was the purpose of this camp. We quickly wrote a description, largely based on the description of Sawyerville Day Camp in Black Belt. The bottom line was this: Foothills Day Camp is a camp for children who would otherwise not have a summer camp experience. And when we wrote those words, our intent was true. But as is the way of God, our best intentions were not exactly what God had in mind. Yes, Foothills is a camp for children who would otherwise not have a summer camp experience. As one of the young women said to several around her at her table on Friday, "Now the other kids at school can't make fun of me for never going to camp." But the other and more important piece, in my opinion, that we left out of our proposal is that Foothills Day Camp is building bridges. All bridges are important, but the bridges that we are building are crucial in our town, in our community, and in our world. From July 16th through 20th, 2012, at Camp Lee in Anniston, Alabama, white, black, and Hispanic children spent the day together and never gave one thought to the fact that their skins had different tones. From July 15th to 20th, 2012, at Camp Lee in Anniston, Alabama, white and African American teenagers spent all day working together and all night living together in cramped quarters. And if they realized that their skins had different colors, it didn't matter after the first 5 minutes. One of the moments that will stay with me forever was when a young lady from Anniston High School and a young lady from Donahoe were talking about the misconceptions they had at their schools. They were building bridges, big bridges. They shared what they had heard about each other. And never again will blanket statements fall on their ears. They know that real people with real names and real struggles attend each of those schools. From July 15th to July 20th, 2012, at Camp Lee in Anniston, Alabama, Baptist, Congregational Methodist, and Episcopalians, also known as Episcopals, and non-denominational Protestants lived in community and shared in spreading the love of God with each other and with others. And that may be the biggest bridge that was built. Each night we gather at 9 p.m. from Conklin. On Sunday night, one young woman looked at her staff schedule and bravely asked, "What is Conklin?" Each night, a different young person led Conklin, and by Thursday, Tamara, who is a primitive Baptist and attends Anniston High School, asked if she could lead Conklin. Bridges. Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, talks about folks being apart. The word he uses are circumcised and uncircumcised. That was a divider in his day. That's what made one acceptable or unacceptable, in or out. He said that through Christ, those who were far off have been brought near, and that the dividing wall has been broken down. The dividing wall, he claims, is the hostility between us. You want to know something really strange? Really odd? Really wrong? The only hostility this week was between the adults. Us, as it were. The Baptists and Episcopals joined together at worship each night and then Eucharist here at Grace on Friday evening. And when it began thundering on Friday morning when we were supposed to be swimming, white kids and African-American kids, Baptists, Episcopals, and all God's youth went from plan A to plan G in less than 10 seconds to make sure that the kids had the best camp experience they could possibly have. At the same time, adults worked in the background like Trojans. You would not believe how many pickles 50 campers can eat. Thousands. But there were times that we forgot, we adults. Still, the Holy Spirit did what we could not and carried us through to do all the work we were called to do, spreading God's love in this world, a world so desperately in need of love. On Thursday morning, I walked out of the pool area to find Jack, blonde, fair, and preppy. He's in the middle of a huddle with three very dark-skinned African-American boys, all joined in the circle chanting, we ready, but you ain't ready. Remember that, Jack? Yeah. In any other context, that would be strange. In this context, it is strange. But in that moment, it was God. After they chanted that mantra two or three times, they gathered in what looked like a football huddle. I had no idea what they were thinking, what they chanted or huddled, but I know it was good, and I know it was God. Barriers are being broken. Bridges are being built. That's a God thing. It's a Jesus thing. It's gospel. Amen.